B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand, a couple minutes behind here. Our thanks again to Chase Winovich.
He's a unique individual.
He's just more fun talking to him about sharks and
what
bears.
What are you going
to
talk about, that nine technique or how are you going to defend Deshaun Watson? He tells us nothing.
Rather talk to him about that.
Hello.
Beat.
And Zoe.
Peter Griffin's on the line. He wants to react to Chase Winovich's interview. So go ahead, Peter. Take it away.
Hey, Peter.
Hey. Yeah, do you guys think on Halloween morning in Alaska, a bunch of moose get together and they're just like, smells like pumpkins. Who's hungry?
Yeah, I thought the same damn thing. Like, it's going to be so unique that it only happens on Halloween. It's like when Michael Myers goes back to Haddonville. He's coming home.
But you're like a moose. You can smell the pumpkins in the air, so.
Why wouldn't they go to the pumpkin patches and just eat it in the pumpkin patches locally? Or to the... Yeah.
How do you know? Maybe there are no local pumpkin patches.
Or to the Charlie Brown box that holds all the pumpkin patches.
Now that's
pumpkin patches are usually picked over by Halloween, right?
Oh, are they pumpkin boy?
I would assume so. No,
I would think so too. Jim. Yeah, I'm going to back you up on that.
Yep. You know what? That's it's true. It's like leaving bait out on your doorstep, probably, if they like pumpkins. Go ahead, Beetle.
I think all the wild animals will eat your pumpkins.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Nobody's
mine were getting picked
pumpkins.
Out last week by the birds. They attacked it. It was strewn across the entire lawn. The pumpkins were everywhere.
So I something here every day.
I threw mine out yesterday, even though Super Blonde Blonde wanted to chuck them into the woods. I'm like, no. She said, why not? I said, because she goes, but yeah, the animals will eat them. I said, yeah. Do you want like raccoons and whatever else like coming up closer to the house and they already come to feast on pumpkins? No.
I throw mine in the woods.
Well, you throw paint cans in the woods. You throw everything
good
in the
point.
Woods.
Speaking of Alaska, I was going to throw this in our notes today, and then I just thought, we've got enough other stuff to talk about. But sure, now that we're talking about Alaska, we're going to mention
it. Let's stay there, then.
Did you see that in Ukiah, Alaska, the sun has now set, and the sun will not come up again until January? 65 days they will be without the sun. It's set on Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. local time. It is the northernmost town in the United States.
It's awful.
And the citizens of the town, formerly known as Barrow, Alaska, have seen their last sunset until January 23rd of next year.
Yeah. There's two shows, the Last Alaskans and A Frontier Alaska, and it's one of the towns that's chronicled in there. Yeah.
So that means no sun for 65 days. It'll be completely dark the entire time.
You should go live there, Tebow.
So that mean they get all sun for 65 days?
Bingo.
On the flip side?
On the flip side, in summertime, they go 65 days with nothing but sun.
And you got to black out your windows.
That's a would you rather.
Oh, it's a great one. Would you rather have 65 days of darkness or 65 days of sun?
Sun.
Absolutely.
Sun. There's no debate.
No doubt about it.
What are you, a vampire?
Who the hell picks the darkness in that one?
Well, good evening.
Like, you could do something about the sun being up 24 hours
a day. What are you going to do in the dark without a light?
You can board up your windows. Right. You can wear a mask to go to sleep. You can do anything to get the light away from you for nighttime hours.
Yes.
How do you know what time to go to bed?
Oh, your body clock is a total mess. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But you're telling me it's not a mess when it's dark for 65 straight days? What a disaster.
It's depressing here at 4:30.
It's dark.
Yeah. I mean, we get depressed around here at 4:30. Think about it now. Like, there.
You know what they do is, I was reading about it this morning, the residents there go out of their way to make sure they stock up on vitamin D in tablet form to be able to take it for the 65 days.
I just buy a wolf tanning bed, lay in that sucker. Get my vitamin D from that fake...
Is that the same brand as like the wolf stoves? Is that...
No, it's not. No.
Isn't that a brand of stove, Hardy?
I think that's WOLFE. Yeah. Wolf tanning beds are WOLF.
Hardy knows about high-end appliances.
Sure he does.
I really don't.
It's a random reference there.
What?
Random mention by Zoe.
The tanning bed reference?
What, are you trying to get one in your house?
That'd be nice.
You would. You would put one of those.
Oh, I would put one in a second. By name.
I want the stand-up one.
I just go in. Get me. Yep. I'll put the little glasses on.
Let's go.
Where's it going?
So here for tanning beds.
Oh, in where, the back where the basement.
Where the Peloton is now?
Yep. Put it right next to that. And the Santa that's holding the reef. Yep.
You can hang the little glasses you have to wear when you're tanning onto the Peloton, the little handle.
I hate those.
Not doing anything.
Well, it's old wet towels.
Laundry. Yeah, wet towels.
Towel rack.
Why don't you go pack your pumpkins away in your trash? Yeah, just extra trash.
What about them?
We get old apples, man. I fire them out in the woods. Oranges. Yeah.
Does it land in the paint?
Onions.
Does it paint? Land in the pool of used motor oil?
Yeah.
Try and knock the spent uranium rods off the log where you balanced them last year.
And you're going to need this for your pool deck, Chooch. There's this super sealer that I buy. I go to this construction
site,
5 gallons.
My kid fell on it and hit his head. Remember
I told him don't run. I told him don't run. I told you, as soon as you got to the house, don't, whatever your kids do, don't run.
I don't think he was running. I don't think he was running.
Well,
I don't believe there was any running there.
Yeah. But I spilled that out and I went to check on it like the other day. It's still wet out there.
He checked on
like that didn't even seep into the ground.
Look at that.
Shellac
ground doesn't
perfectly.
Even want that.
It didn't even want it. The ground rejected it. This stuff's so good, it sealed the grass.
It's laying there right next to where I threw out those 9-volt batteries when I ripped all the smoke detectors down.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Don't put it on your tongue. Don't put it on your tongue.
9-volt. That's where he threw the car battery off the John Deere tractor.
No, boat batteries. It's the boat batteries. Yeah, 2 boat batteries, old ones. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with these? Battery. Throw these out the window.
Yeah, we'll take the tractor off your hands, but we can't take that battery.
Right.
No problem. I got a place
for it. Exactly. I got to pay for them to take my battery. It doesn't work. How about I just go for a ride down the street here?
All right, the Raiders and how it helps the Patriots.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now in the street there is violence. Real quick, remember when Tom played the wrong? We're going to rock right down the Electric Avenue. Not the Eddie. What's this guy's name?
Eddie Grant.
Eddie Grant. Played like the Kids Bop version. Remember that day? We're like, what the hell is this?
That's right. He played.
I ended it. And this came out.
He played like some kind of a.
It was like Kids Bop.
Or was it like a karaoke?
It was bad.
T-Bone, you remember. Come on. Oh, now he's mad.
Here it is.
It's the acoustic version.
Now in the street there is violence. Nope. Not gonna do it.
This is the version they did in Club Paradise.
You know,
this
is
a bad wedding.
Artists have gone back and re-recorded their songs because of the record deals, right?
Yes.
I think that's what this was. I think it's one of those situations.
Could be.
I think Steven Tyler and Aerosmith have done that a few times.
Huh.
Yeah, I just wanted to play the true version.
Yeah, no, not the true version.
No.
The true version is the original.
The legal version.
Yeah. They're all legal.
The one that's going to get Eddie Grant paid.
That's,
you can say that.
Yeah. That's what you can
Shaggy
say.
Shaggy did one.
A version of Electric Avenue? Too fast.
I kind of like it fast.
This is his version.
A little bombastic.
It wasn't me. And in that Avenue. All right, let's get to the point.
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Raiders placed 7 more players on the COVID list yesterday.
Basically, their entire defense.
That brings the number of players on the list for their team to 11. This just days before the Raiders are scheduled to take on the Chiefs this weekend. Your thoughts, though?
Now, there's a chance. I think 7 of these guys can still play in the game. They just have to produce the negative test and continue to test negative up until game time.
That would be Jonathan Abram or Malik Collins or Jonathan Hankins, Vickers, Key, Johnson, all of them.
Yep, starting defensive end at it, and the close contacts puts basically the entire defense into protocol. And it's coming down after the league releases some new protocol methods that go in, that get instituted this weekend, where meetings are going to take place virtually or outside.
For the remainder of the year, by the way.
That's
not temporarily. The rest of the season, all team meetings are virtually or, again, spaced out outdoors.
Yeah. And why do you say, hey, this is important about the Raiders? Well, the Raiders is one of those teams that are stuck there at 6-3, you know, just bunched in there. And if you're a New England Patriot fan, you are worried about, you know, pathmatics, right? The path to the playoffs. The Raiders play the Chiefs this weekend. So, you know, if a couple of these guys can't play, that may help you. Not that you're rooting for anybody to miss anything because of COVID, but I'm just saying there's a chance that this could somehow affect the outcome of this football game. Raiders have been fined over $1 million in total for COVID-19 violations this year. It's like there's the team that, you know, of course, that's the one team that's going to have their entire defense.
And it feels like they've had a lot of cases there.
They've had cases, yeah.
So I have a question. Is it related to the fact that they're in Vegas?
Or guys sneaking out and getting out in Vegas that you don't know about? You know? I mean, if you're a young player, you're 23. And you know, whether or not you're going to isolate, you're really going to work your ass off like a veteran that, you know, thinks my time could be done here. You kind of feel invincible at 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds sneaking out, going out to casinos, getting around places. And I know not all of them are open, but it's probably some stuff open in Vegas.
I think there's a lot of stuff.
I think everything's Vegas.
I thought they pulled it all back like a little bit ago. No?
I don't.
They went down to 30%. I thought, no.
But there are places to go. There are people to see. There are all kinds of...
Too many people coming in and out from other places.
No, I'm saying in every city, there are ways where you could contract this. And you're seeing like, in, you know, places in the Midwest now where it's going up. What is the issue in Las Vegas? What is the issue with that team? Does it start with Gruden?
I think it starts at the top because he had COVID. I think he was one of the ones who was asymptomatic, probably didn't think much of it. Remember week 1, I'm not wearing a mask. Sean Payton, I'm not wearing a mask. Yep. Us two coaches had COVID. What the hell do we need to wear them for? We can't get this again. And I think that was the mentality both those guys had and probably relayed through the rest of their team. And if you're sitting there as a young player, you're looking, okay, this is John Gruden. This is Sean Payton. Two of the best coaches, big time coaches in the National Football League who aren't going to take this thing serious. Why should we take it serious? I think it permeates through that locker room probably and the whole organization. Raiders had people in their locker room that weren't even supposed to be in there.
And again, they do, Hardy, live in a place where there's stuff to do still.
There's action,
like,
man.
Like in a lot of places, there's not a lot to do.
Right.
What
do you think the Green Bay Packers are doing fun in Appleton, Wisconsin? Right.
Like
right now?
What's going on here?
What about Minnesota? How many times could you go to Mall of America?
What trouble could players get into here in terms of, you know, repeatedly exposing themselves to large groups of people? I don't even know the opportunity even exists here.
There's no bars open. There's nothing. There's no nightclubs.
Yeah.
The only way maybe your quarterback got it is because he went hat shopping at the mall.
Maybe it does have more to do with the city and the environment more than anything else. Just what there are still.
Oh, no. I think it's both, though.
I think it's both.
I think it's a combination of the two.
There's an excitement, I think, of the team being there. There's an excitement of young players, professional football players being in a city like Las Vegas. And that's going to be a bad mix. We talked about this prior to COVID. It's going to be a bad mix. Too much of an attraction out there. Teams looking on the schedule. Ooh, do we have an away trip there to Vegas? When do we play the Raiders again?
Football's hard, though, because football, you're in on Saturday.
Yeah.
You play the game, you're gone.
Yeah.
It's, you know, other sports that would benefit, like the NHL benefits from having a team in Vegas. Players benefit.
Yeah.
We've already heard of this.
Right.
There are teams that have found ways to have an extra day or two in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, West Coast trip. Oh, we're going to stay 2 days in Vegas, then we're going to head to L.A. Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So, it's about the guys who play for the team there.
Yeah.
Better the deal. Wonder if Vegas ever gets a baseball team. You know, we talk about expansion in baseball.
Four games set in Vegas.
Four games set. Yeah, I could stand in a left field hungover. Sure. Sweating in the hot sun.
Guys that normally take pitches are going to be swinging first pitch every at bat.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this game going, boys. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Fast, it'll be good for pace of play.
I mean, nobody can play hungover like a baseball player. Nobody. There's no other sport that drinks like baseball does. I know people say, oh, no, what about hockey?
I'll think about it too.
There's a game every day in baseball, so they drink every single day.
And it's the one sport where you could leave your bench area. You could tuck inside.
You could go, oh, I got to lay down.
I'm going to go throw up.
I'm going to go puke
Sandoval's in there scrolling through his phone, you know, sitting on a toilet. It's
sort of the sport.
Yeah, and it's the sport where you can go out there and be sick with a hangover and not really endanger yourself.
And fake it.
You can't do it in hockey. You can't do it in football. You might get killed. Even basketball, you run a risk of, like, getting injured. But baseball, what are you, right fielder? You're hungover? Get out there. What's the worst thing that's going to happen to you? You're going to feel like crap for the next 3 hours. That's about it.
One of my best games was hungover. Independence Bowl down in Shreveport, Louisiana. They had this big party for us, like, two nights before crawfish and that, and it was still in our system. I remember being in a walkthrough the day before the game. We're all puking in a huddle. And we're kids. You know, turn us loose in a bar, what are you going to do? Sponsored event. Us in Louisiana State, what a game. Woo. I mean, Louisiana Tech, not LSU. We got our ass smoked by them. Woo.
Mike is in Worcester. Hey, Mike.
Mikey.
Hey, don't feel.
Yeah,
you hear me good.
Yeah, not so great, but go ahead.
Let me get you off my speaker. Hey, so I just want to make a point on the Celtics. But first of all, I take my chance with a shock over a bear and a giraffe over a moose. Y'all ever been up to Maine after a Portland game for the Red Claws? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, moose up there, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what I would like to see the Celtics do is keep Gordon Hayward, since he's the only professional that's on that team. Everybody else are crybabies. You pair him up with Tatum, you bring Harden in, and you dump everybody else.
Keep Gordon Hayward.
Everybody else?
Because everyone else is a crybaby?
Get rid of Smart, get rid of Brown, keep Tatum.
It's not really up to Harden on Hayward right now.
I don't agree with that.
So you're going to have James Harden and Gordon Hayward here with Jason Tatum.
Harden, Hayward, and Tatum. Trade Brown, trade Marcus Smart, trade Kemba.
Some Geno, take me higher.
Apparently, they're crybabies. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Cry, bunch of crybabies.
Have you ever seen a moose in Maine?
I have, yes, on the side of a highway. I have.
I've seen it. Big moose. Those things are huge.
It's that jaw. Just massive. Got that dope. You know what it is?
I've never seen a moose in the wild.
It's that dopey Hardy, lower jaw. Hardy,
the size of it will blow you away.
Dopey lower jaw. You just see that. It's always chewing on something.
Yeah.
Just one time, man. Cold cock that
seen bear. I've seen sharks.
Do you ever see the videos of the black bears that end up people's yards and then they just stand straight up?
Picking through a dumpster, picking through trash
and
or whatever.
Like staring a dude down. It's like messing with the guy. I'm gonna stand up like the human and try and scare the human. That's creepy.
Hardy has headlines this week in show history. Twish coming up at 11:50.
Heard it's good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now,
if you want to get weird sometime together.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Back then, you knew not to touch it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ball finds Nesmith, the shot fake, another three. Right away, good! Oh, my goodness! And just a waggle of the head.
Aaron Nesmith doing what he does best.
Kicks to the corner. Nesmith three. Yes! There's Nesmith in the corner. Yeah! Oh, the transition three is beautiful. Three by Aaron. Yeah!
That was in transition right there. Really nice play.
Nesmith, three, straight away, of course.
Getting to know the the Celtics draft picks, including Aaron Nesmith.
It's Nesmith, not Naismith.
Nesmith.
Nesmith.
It's going to take me all year to get that right.
Not Nesmith, not Naismith. Nesmith.
Nesmith.
14 overall, 14th overall. And according to most, an excellent shooter. Statistically, an excellent
according
shooter.
According to himself, you know, get a sniper.
Well, let's start with what we got from him last night in his profile for ESPN right after the draft pick was made.
My dad, like, he's a big handyman. And so, you know, ever since I was able to pick up a hammer, he's had me helping him out, picking up the saws. He can drive a tractor. I can drive an excavator. I've built multiple chicken coops. I've dug multiple ponds, decorated the ponds. When I was in sixth grade, my dad would make me wake up at 6 a.m. and go cut down trees from 6 to 6, which is not an easy thing to do in Charleston, South Carolina, where it's 100 degrees every morning. I hated it, but it definitely taught me hard work at a very early age.
Hardy, what grade's Calvin in?
He's fourth.
Fourth. Well, two more years, you'll be able to wake him up at 6 a.m. and chop trees down with the actual chainsaw.
I thought a lot about this clip. I saw it happen last night.
I don't believe it.
Number one, I've made multiple ponds. Yeah, do you know anyone who's made a pond?
I don't personally know. No,
like a koi pond?
It's an odd thing to make, I think.
I think you'd have to go to a low point where water sort of congregates. Like after rainfall?
Why would you make a pond?
For drainage.
To me, it sounds like he lives near a farm or on a farm.
Yeah.
Like chicken coops and you have animals, livestock. You want to have the pond there to feed the pigs, the cows, the horses.
Pond to feed the pigs?
For them to drink out of, yeah. Like you always see ponds on like farm property.
Okay.
Or you try to have one.
All right.
I'm sure you dig down deep enough, water's going to get there, right?
The tree cutting for 12 hours. Just like randomly or with a purpose? Like, no, we're actually clearing that, you know,
I think it's
that
clear.
Stand of trees over there so we can, you know, plant another acre of soybeans.
Yeah.
Farm ponds.
Maybe giant beanstalks they're planting.
Talk to me about farm ponds. Teach me.
That they are built for retaining water.
Yeah.
They can use for crops. You can use for your livestock. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. Farm ponds. Mm.
I never heard of that.
I would think it would be quite extensive to dig something like that, and you'd have to have the type of machinery to really dig that. Like, that's going to take a while.
Oh, yeah.
You see in that piece his dad taught him to drive an excavator? I'm glad they're finished with that whole big dig thing in Boston. It put him to work off the court, too. Magic's on the clock.
Oh, okay. Big dig, that's a recent reference. Yeah, if this were 1996, absolutely. Yeah. Put him to work.
It's like when Kevin Weeks Kevin Weeks comes to town. He's like, "Yeah, it's good to be back here with my friends in Beantown." No.
Oh, that old big dig thing. What year was this guy born? This kid, he's a kid.
98, I think.
98.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You want the food item that I found online?
Yes.
What is it?
It was a pre-draft. He was showing how to make an item.
Okay.
French toast. Here we go.
What's up, guys? Aaron Nesmith here. Wanted to show you guys how I like to make my French toast. So I had already done a little prep work, and I put cracked some eggs, got a little vanilla extract, some salt, and a little bit of 2 capfuls of milk in here.
Capful?
2 capfuls of milk. Just a little splash of milk.
What kind of cap are we talking about?
Radiator
cap?
Yep. What kind of cap?
Maybe a ball
a
cap.
Capful.
Ball
What's
cap.
A capful?
Ball cap. Like, no nutmeg, huh? I mean, no nutmeg, no cinnamon.
You think cap on a milk bottle and a plastic one, they're sort of flat.
Yeah.
A lot of them just flip up now. Yeah, there's not even a real cap that you remove.
Vanilla extract, some salt, and a little bit of 2 capfuls of milk in here for a little bit of wash. So I'm going to grab the main ingredient now, a little bit of French toast. I love to use Texas Toast Wonder Bread.
It's
the best kind. It gets you all you need right there. So put it in here.
Make sure you
cover all sides nice and evenly. Don't be stingy. Put it in the pan. Got a little butter, a little oil in the pan already. It's nice and hot. So I also like a little cinnamon on my French toast, but I put it on after I get it on the pan.
What's your issue with this so far?
He's doing a lot of things.
I want you guys to evaluate it.
You need just butter. I put butter in a pan. I wouldn't put oil in the pan.
Butter and oil.
And you got to let that bread soak a little bit more. A little more milk.
What kind of oil did he put in the pan? That would be my question.
Hopefully not olive oil.
I'm guessing maybe some sort of cooking spray is what he went with there. Maybe that's the oil. If that's what he's referring to, like
that's fine.
Canola oil spray.
That's fine.
That would be appropriate.
Is that the Gotham steel pan?
It appears to be a Gotham steel pan.
He needs
pan.
A big... Okay,
I figured that put him in good graces of you guys.
I mean, Zoe and I love made-for-TV pans, or as seen on TV pans. Zoe and I are a big fan of those.
I burnt chocolate in just on purpose to see if it just peel right out. It did.
He's on to something with the Texas toast Wonder Bread.
Thick toast.
It makes excellent French toast. You know what we stumbled on was this cinnamon challah bread that we started slicing up and using for the French toast. You don't need any of this other stuff. You get yourself a loaf of that. Now, you got to slice it yourself. All you need is the egg. I go with a little bit more milk than he does for the batter.
Yeah.
But you do that. You're done.
Oh, that's
you
a don't lot need of cinnamon,
the
cinnamon you put on there.
You don't need the
that's
vanilla.
That's a lot of cinnamon.
Okay. And I put it in the batter anyway. He adds it on good? Afterward.
I know somebody that does this tradition every Thanksgiving morning. And they take the King's Hawaiian, the rolls, the sweet rolls.
Here's this story again.
And you tear it up. You put it in a baking pan.
We've heard it.
Yeah.
Mix all the stuff he's talking about mixing. You got to put more milk, more cream, vanilla extract, a little brown sugar, mix that, pour that over it, and you bake like the French toast casserole.
Based on the fact that we've heard that story 100 times before right around the holidays, I wouldn't be surprised if it comes up in Twitch.
I didn't know that.
Twitch is next.
Nice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
You know, it's hard to get Jim Louth excited about things. But he's excited about this one today, Hardy. He said there was so much good stuff we had to leave on the cutting room floor.
Come on.
For this week in show history.
Yeah, he did.
I kid you not.
Yep.
All right.
He said it's one of our best.
I heard it.
Well, we have 5 items.
What do you mean you heard it?
I heard him say that.
Oh, you heard that.
He's been trying to get info on what's in this all day.
You've been trying to get information out of T-Bone.
I just want
to
know.
And they kept shutting you down.
Trying to get the scoop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have 5 items today for this week in show history. We're going to begin 4 years ago, 2016, our fall intern. Do you remember who the intern was in the fall of 2016?
God, no.
I probably couldn't stand him. I don't know.
I think we all liked him.
Oh, maybe, but that doesn't mean I remember who it was.
Was it Will?
Flounder.
Flounder.
BC, right?
Yeah, the drum guy kid. With the drums. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, rat-a-tat-tat.
He played the drums for us, and then he... put together a little production piece for us.
Oh, that's right.
So here we go. This begins This Week in Show History.
The interns are here.
Boston College Marching Band.
What's your real name again?
Lexus.
Dance the drum over here, Flounder.
Flounder. Flounder. Flounder. Flounder. Flounder. Flounder. Flounder.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Flounder.
Play drummer boy.
You want to do one more? Flounder, flounder, flounder.
Play drummer boy, right?
Flounder.
I'll
flounder. Flounder, flounder, flounder.
You got to end on a good note, right?
That was Flounder's production piece. Yeah. That was his contribution to the show.
He said, why Flounder? I said, why not? Kid looked like Ken Dorfman.
No, he did.
Legacy. Yeah, he did.
He didn't look any named like him.
I
he
named was, him Flounder.
He was skinny.
He's a little doughy, right, Jim?
No.
Yeah.
Flounder?
Drummer.
No.
No.
No, he was slight.
I don't know what to call him slight, but
Thank you, Chad.
All right. All right. All right.
These millennial kids.
All right, moving on. 2016. We talk about food on the air quite a bit.
Sure. This wasn't hot dog day, was it?
Nope. So even better. This was delivered to us by the wife
of
Celtics head coach Brad Stevens, who is a very accomplished woman professionally and also in the kitchen. As Brad was bragging about her Midwestern Thanksgiving delightful dessert, right. She brought it in. We taste tested it live on the air.
This is like, see, I hate pie. I don't like eating pie. Pumpkin, apple, you know, whatever, rhubarb. I'm not a pie guy. You guys know me. I'm not a dessert guy, but I would partake of this after a nice long dinner, after the tryptophan kicks in, and I have a nice nap, and I get to watch the Dallas Cowboys.
This is phenomenal.
It's
phenomenal.
You're welcome.
You're right. It's better that it's pretzel and not graham cracker.
Right.
It's got that nice saltiness to it.
Who knew? Because I'm not a pretzel guy. I'm more of a chip guy.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to crush up some Lay's chips and put that on the
bottom. Good pretzel.
Then the strawberry on top.
Hey, perfect. Everybody, turn on the sports hub.
Really
eating
nice.
Dessert.
It really is nice.
Is that Shaughnessy laughing?
Shaughnessy was in there with us. Did he have any?
What do you think?
Do you know what I remember?
Has he ever not had anything when food came?
Distinctly about that was when it got dropped off, and then we spoke with Brad. He said, listen, you got to bring that dish back.
Yeah, the Pyrex dish.
There's the
we
Pyrex
did. We
dish.
Got it back to him.
And we did, and he was not joking. He's like, you don't bring that Pyrex dish back, I'm dead.
It had that rubber blue cover. I remember the cover. It was a Snap-on Pyrex long baking dish.
I think we can all...
She had a special zip-up...
carrier.
Carrier that kept it either cold or hot, whatever you
insulated.
Were
how do we know?
Wow.
I left a Pyrex fish
fancy.
At work once. I don't think she's ever forgiven me. I mean, I've never bought one. I'm guessing they're not cheap. Number one, don't mess with the Pyrex.
I don't know how expensive they are.
Don't leave them behind.
It's a glass dish.
Don't leave.
Sure. We had someone bring it over to Brad's office.
Don't do it.
To get it back to him.
All right, 3 years ago, this was when we uncovered the acoustic version of one of our favorite songs.
Oh, I don't remember this.
I don't even have it here.
Acoustic version. Is it the
I
Bruins?
I thought you guys were going to play it from in there.
No,
I got it here.
It wouldn't be Bruins
now
because we were in
Now season. It's in there.
This is our traditional closing song, and we're going to need you guys to sing along on this one. It's real easy. Keep on rolling, keep on rolling. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
These
guys are in the back. Yeah. In the back. Everyone's got to sing this one. Keep on rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Keep on rolling. Ooh. Keep on rolling. Keep on rolling. Ooh. One more time. Let's get it. Keep on rolling. Keep on rolling. Ooh. As soon as you are able. When I am real, to make the break that we are on the brink of, a cup is on the table, my love is spilling, waiting here for you to take and drink of. Oh, but if you're tired of the same,
you know what kind of ruined this for me? Do you remember, Beatle, do you remember when our buddy Joe from New Pornographers, the drummer,
Joe Siders.
He wrote in when we played this the first time. He said, it's auto-tuned to within an inch of its life. Like the live auto-tune.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Keep on rolling. Keep on rolling.
I mean, it is perfect.
I mean, you can bring the auto-tune just on the rack now. It's like one unit.
I think,
That's all it takes. Everybody in concert is auto-tuned now. Sucks.
We haven't done it in a while. Actually, people
got your man through my darkest hour. I heard the thunder clapping, and I felt the desert burning. Until you poured on me like a sweet sunshine.
Whoa, hey, 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 oh, hey.
I forgot. It's a little different there. It's a little different in the live version.
Real dandy version. All right. We got two more to get to here. Last year, intern Jimmy made the case. Intern Jimmy.
I can't. Oh, you mean the stuttering prick.
No, intern Jimmy was the Coast Guard kid, right?
Yeah, yes. He stuttered.
He had a very, very passionate and well thought out case against Derek Jeter being in the Hall of Fame.
Dumbest thing I ever heard.
All right, Jimmy. So, what's your case for him just not getting in at all?
Well, so people want to throw out like the rings, stuff like that. He has five rings.
Just like Brady, right? Because Brady's not like statistically one of the greatest, right? Yeah. So let's put the rings aside.
He's getting near the top of all the list, though, Brady. But like Jeter, he led the league in runs once, led the league in hits twice. Like, you know, for like the best like shortstop.
Why are you moving your hand so much?
Well, so I don't know. That's what I do. He only had five silver sluggers, five gold gloves. I mean. He had the it factor, as you said, but his biggest hit was a home run in the opposite field. But more often than not, he went the other way with a single or driving a run. It just doesn't like in the playoffs. He scared me a lot more in the regular season. Like, not that bad though.
So what's your case for him just not getting in at all?
I've both sides of the argument. You know, I mean, he's going to make it in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you think?
And the best he finishes part of his case by saying he's going to make it in. And I play both sides of the argument.
Yeah,
convincing.
He begins his argument against Jeter going in the Hall of Fame by saying five rings.
Throw his rings out. Just throw all his rings out. But he said throw them out.
Okay.
Because the championships don't matter. The fact that he even became a bartender, now he's in the Coast Guard, which is interesting. And Jimmy was interesting.
I don't hate him. I don't even know him, but that take is terrible.
Wagner couldn't stand him.
That was Wags.
Couldn't stand him.
Finally, this is probably what Jim and T-Bone are most excited about.
I don't know what's that take.
1 year ago, also, this week in show history, the other intern at the same time we had Jimmy, Big Nate. And we discovered Big Talk with Big Nate.
Nightmare! You're listening to Big Talk with Big Nate on 91.5 WMLN.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Big Talk with Big Nate. I got a lot of movie news to talk to. Let's get to the upsetting news first. One of my least favorite actors in Hollywood, Mark Wahlberg, has been cast as Sully in Tom Holland's Uncharted movie. This is upsetting. Man, this guy was literally my last choice of every actor in the world. Terrible actor. He ruins every movie he's in. I haven't seen one Mark Wahlberg movie that is good. I got Jason Pombo in the station right here. Hey, Jason Pombo. What was that, Pombo?
I said Ted.
Ted's okay.
I like Ted.
It's funny. That's really it.
You say Ted?
I want to hear more of the other kid.
Actually, what he said?
Maybe
I thought he said.
Yeah, I thought he did too.
Mark Wahlberg. What?
I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was okay.
So what movies don't you like that he's in?
Every movie he's done. Fantastic Four. That, what am I saying, Fantastic Four? That Transformers movie was terrible.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. I don't know if that was because of him, though. Maybe it was because of him?
I don't know. He's usually like the main lead, and he's terrible. He sucks. Donny Wahlberg's a better actor.
Think so?
I know so. Yeah, his brother that owns Wahlburgers.
Yep.
He's a better Wahlberg than Mark.
I love the fact that he starts the podcast. It's like he ran up 12 flights of stairs. He can't breathe.
Well, maybe that's why there's the space at the beginning. You know, from when the song ends and the podcast.
Oh, you didn't think that was intended?
Well, I don't know this.
You know how we always get invited to go.
What is up?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What is up?
What are you doing? Why are you talking in the middle of what we were just talking about? You.
What?
No, nothing.
Oh, do it again.
No.
I thought we were talking.
Did I give you a chance to step on it again?
No, I'll turn on it.
No. We're all done. We're late. We got to go.
To headlines we go. 90 seconds, no commercials.
I miss Nate.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.